Chef Jose Andres started the World Central Kitchen in 2010 to provide meals for those affected by the massive earthquake in Haiti. 8 years later, his organization teamed up with local chefs to cook meals for people in shelters from Hurricane Florence. Aditi Bundlamudi reports.
The World Central Kitchen arrived in North Carolina just ahead of Hurricane Florence's landfall. It opened 4 kitchens stationed in Raleigh, Wilmington, New Bern, and Lumberton. Volunteers cooked fresh meals each morning and delivered them to shelters across the state. Brian Little worked in the Raleigh kitchen last week. He's the executive chef at the Bon Appetit Cafe in Cary.
They needed chef help, and we got the call, so we came.
It was his first time working with the organization. When I visited the kitchen last week, he was stirring a pot of corn and beans to make succotash. 2 other chefs chopped grilled chicken to add to the stew. Dean Ogan is the head chef at Rocky Top Catering Company in Raleigh. He opened his facilities to the World Central Kitchen.
Chef Andreas likes one-pot dishes, essentially, to where your protein, your starch, and your side are all in the same pot, and one person can take a scoop and get everything that they need.
Ogan planned menus every day and said the experience was a little bit like an Iron Chef challenge.
The first day we started, Cisco Foods, through World Central Kitchen, just delivered a truck with 1,400 boxes on it. And we had to have a meal for 550 people prepared in 2 hours. So we went on the truck and just figured it out with the chef from World Central Kitchen.
Ogan says the Raleigh kitchen made about 8,000 meals daily. And those meals were sent to Red Cross shelters, makeshift shelters in schools, and to first responders. Jennifer O'Carroll is a homeschool teacher who came to volunteer. Like Brian Little, this was her first time working with the World Central Kitchen.
I wanted to make sure that I gave back somewhere. And we're in Raleigh. We got lucky. So it's our turn to make sure that everybody else is taken care of.
The Raleigh kitchen is closing this week, but kitchens in Lumberton and Wilmington will remain open for at least another week. Aditi Bundlamudi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.